Rising fixed household bills outpace inflation, pushing families into debt. Esther Gama, an intern supervised by Alexander Rodriguez, introduces this report on how the Brazilian cost of living is rising for families. She explains that essentials such as food, rent, and healthcare take a larger slice of income and push many toward debt. New recurring expenses like internet and streaming services add pressure, even as wages rise. The piece follows real families and shows how policy changes aim to ease the burden. Rising costs of basics squeeze Brazilian households. Debt grows because basics take most income, leaving little for fun or savings. Internet and streaming are now everyday costs, boosting credit use. Poorer families feel the most pain from food and energy bills. Government debt relief plans exist, but high prices keep budgets tight. Surging essentials costs outpace inflation, squeezing Brazilian households. Brazilian households are facing higher costs for basics since the pandemic, outpacing the official inflation rates. Food prices have climbed by about 83.1%, while rents and health services rose by roughly 51.1% and 55% respectively. These increases consume a larger share of income and push families toward debt. Even with a rise in average income, new recurring expenses like internet and streaming services are adding pressure to household budgets. About 30% of income is going to debt, a level officials are trying to reduce with the Novo Desenrola program launched last week. Essentials consume more of the budget than before in this environment. Basic items eat into what families can spend on leisure, consumption, and savings. The debt load trims the portion of income left for non-essential goods to about 21%, the smallest share since 2011, according to recent analyses. With credit costs to blame for part of this squeeze, the overall sense of financial well-being has diminished even as the economy adds jobs and raises wages. Personal profiles illustrate the strain. A Rio de Janeiro firefighter, a 47-year-old widower, lives with his 80-year-old autistic son on a monthly income of around R$2,100. Most of that money goes to rent and food, with health care for his son taking up the rest. He has faced housing losses after being unable to keep up with mortgage payments, and he has moved twice recently due to rent increases. He reports frequent debt use and notes that the family must prioritize internet service to keep the child engaged at home, limiting other spending. He also highlights that debt weighs heavily and that his family cannot easily access certain therapies. Another example is a 78-year-old retiree who receives a modest pension and has faced mounting health costs. She underwent spinal surgery in 2022 and has since faced ongoing medical expenses, including tests and transport costs to access care. She depends on friends and family to help cover expenses and awaits a possible second operation, which would restart a cycle of high costs. Beyond health care, she still must manage electricity, food, and other basic bills. The broad picture from researchers and policy voices industry observers say that the share of income available for discretionary spending has fallen even as the job market remains healthy. A Tendernches study notes that the portion of income left for extras has dropped to about 21%, the lowest since 2011, driven in part by rising debt. Researchers at IPEA emphasize that low-income families are particularly strained, with most resources consumed by the basics such as food. In households earning up to around R$2,299.82 per month, the food portion of the budget has grown from about 25.8% to 28.6%. Experts also point to a gap between income growth and purchasing power. While the average income has risen roughly 12% above inflation since 2020, that does not translate into greater buying power due to new recurring costs like internet, streaming, ride-hailing apps, and delivery services. One analyst notes that the structure of consumer spending has shifted, while financing costs have become a major constraint for many households, especially those with limited resources. He adds that the trend is magnified by high interest rates, which make credit costly and unevenly distributed. Demographic shifts further compound the strain. More people live alone or in densely populated urban centers, which increases rent pressures. An aging population also drives higher health spending and medication costs. Conclusion: addressing the burden and building resilience, the report notes that the Brazilian cost of living crisis is driven by surging essentials, especially food, rent, and healthcare, which now consume a larger share of income and push households toward debt. Despite wage growth, new recurring costs such as internet and streaming services have become everyday necessities, tightening budgets further and elevating credit costs. The stories of a Rio de Janeiro firefighter and a 78-year-old retiree illustrate how vulnerable groups bear the heaviest toll, with low-income families dedicating the lion's share of resources to basics. Policy responses like Novo Disenrola aim to reduce debt, but high prices and financing costs persist, leaving households precarious. To move forward, authorities must pursue targeted relief on the fixed side of budgets: food, housing, health, expand access to affordable care, and address the cost of credit, strengthening wage growth in tandem with measures that improve savings capacity and reduce energy and transport costs will be essential. In the meantime, families can cope by prioritizing essentials, negotiating bills, seeking affordable health options, and avoiding new debt whenever possible. Frequently asked questions: why do fixed bills rise faster than inflation? Fixed bills like food, rent, and health costs have jumped more than general prices. Food up 83.1% since 2020, rent up 51.1%, health services up 55%. This squeezes family budgets. How does higher fixed bills push families into debt? More money goes to basics. Leftovers shrink. People borrow more and use credit cards. Revolving credit has very high interest, raising debt fast. Who feels the pain the most? Low-income families. They spend most on essentials. The average share left for extras is 21%, but for low-income households, almost nothing after basics. Are there programs to help reduce the burden? Government programs like Novo Disenrola aim to lower debt. They help some, but many still struggle and debt remains heavy. What can families do to cope now? Cut non-essential spending first. Keep internet for work and kids. Negotiate bills. Compare prices. Seek affordable health options and avoid new debt when possible.